Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to podcast number 7 of our 2015 AVN Awards podcast series, an annual thing we do every year where I give you an inside look at the voting process, the categories, the nominees, and the other issues that surround the adult film industry, and specifically the 2015 AVN Awards. I do once again recommend that you go back to Episode 1 of this series to kind of get an overview of who I am, a voter for AVN for about the last 10 years, adult film critic for 20 years, and why we do this, to give you an insight into how the voting is done, and also hopefully to entertain and promote discussion. Feedback is absolutely welcome. There is a feedback button at the bottom of this page where you are reading this. There is also Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, over on Twitter, or email, roger@rogreviews.com. Today is another non-sponsored podcast. If you're interested in sponsoring one of these, drop me a line. For $5, we're doing sponsorships for $5, and I'll mention you 3 different times during the podcast, beginning, middle, and end, and we'll put up a banner on the page, too. It's just sort of a test balloon. Not doing so well so far, gotta say. There's a couple of issues I want to get to. No feedback right away. We spent a lot of time on that, but I do want to get to the categories. Before we do, though, today, there was a decision by the Ninth Circuit Court on an attempt to get an injunction into Measure B. For those of you who don't know, Measure B was the California law that requires condoms in Los Angeles County. So all adult film production requires condoms, requires permits, all that good stuff. It was a law voted in by the people, one that I did not support. If you wonder why, I did a whole series of podcasts on condoms. It is not because I don't care about performers. It's not because I want people to die, as some idiots suggested. It is because I believe that performers need to have the choice whether or not to use condoms, and that the industry needs to have a choice. And the article here discussing the decision, not sure where the research came from on this. I'm quoting an AVN article. Okay, Los Angeles County has seen a 95% drop in permits since the passage of Measure B. Already know that large portions of the adult film industry have left Los Angeles. They do neighboring counties. Las Vegas is booming for adult film production. So that already happened. And at this point, as long as Measure B is hanging over us, I don't see any reason for the industry to come back. One of the reasons I think the industry is dying is because it had to move out of Los Angeles. It's very spread out now. It is much tougher to make quality adult material outside of Los Angeles. It's tougher to make money because you got to transport people or people are going to move there. It is, in the end, Measure B, any other such mandatory condom laws, death for the industry. And you can disagree, but the fact is people do not overwhelmingly want to see condoms. And anybody who disagrees, we got numbers to back it up. You know, Wicked Pictures is your example of a company that does great with condoms. They do. They're fantastic. They didn't support the law either. They don't think it should be mandatory. So, thoughts on condoms? Go ahead and shoot them over. At this point, you know, the best way to prevent STDs is rigorous testing and condoms. Rigorous testing is mandatory. Condoms should not be. That's my opinion. All right, if you go to avn.com, up in the right-hand corner, the AVN Awards icon, then at the left-hand side of that page, you'll get nominees right next to the logo. We are about a quarter of the way down. We're starting with Best Double Penetration Scene. We're going to go over these. Remember, as we go along, this is a weighted voting system. I am going to start my actual voting tonight, not while I'm doing it live, but I will start tonight. I've seen enough of the movies now to get going. If you do go to RogReviews.com, you'll see a lot more reviews right now. I'm just cranking through them, 3 to 6 full reviews a day. I'm looking at about 20 to 30 movies in a day. My fingers are raw from opening so many DVD cases. So, all right, Best Double Penetration Scene, Annika Albright from Annika 2. Cagney Lynn Carter, Ass Worship 15. That, by the way, fantastic scene. Yasmin De Leon from Black Heat 2. Bonnie Rotten from Bonnie Rotten is Squirt Woman. Leah Alexis, Dark Meat 6. Dahlia Sky, DP Me. Veronica Avlov, Freaky MILFs. AJ Applegate, Internal Damnation 7, Carter Cruz, Meet Carter, Misha Cross, Wide Open, Skin Diamond, Performers of the Year 14, outstanding scene, by the way, Remy LaCroix from Squatter, nice to see a scene from a feature in here, Valentina Nappi from Sweet Petite. If you've not seen Valentina Nappi, do so. She is absolutely stunning. Vicky Chase, V for Vicky, one of my favorite scenes of the year. Just saw it today. Honest to goodness, amazing. Vicky's highly underrated. Zoe Monroe from Wet Asses 4, Jules Jordan video. Tough call here. And I think a lot of this is one of those categories, I think, where it's hard to remove the people you really like from the scene. Did I really like the Vicky Chase scene because it's the best scene, or because I really like Vicky? Yes and yes. If I had to pick a couple, and in this category, I like to look at people that maybe I haven't seen do a lot of DPs. There are not a lot of overshot performers in this category either, I have to say. Cagney and Carter, really, really good. Annika Albright's scene was just about perfect. Lee Alexis was very flexible and stretchy in her scene. Like the AJ Applegate scene from Internal Damnation. Like the Skin Diamond scene from Performers of the Year. I like the Squatter scene because it was in the middle of a feature. I guess I would go, if I had to pick three, I'm picking three, V for Vicky, Vicky Chase, Valentina Nappi, Sweet Petite, and AJ Applegate, Internal Damnation. Those would be my top three, probably. That could change. Best drama. And keep in mind, I'd like some feedback on a couple things for you guys. You can give me feedback on condoms. We can talk about that all you want. But I would like feedback. We are seriously considering about doing a contest where we do sort of a pick 'em, have a scoreboard like you do with the Oscars, and maybe pick 10, 15, even 20 categories where you pick the winners, and we get a prize for that. So if you have any ideas for which categories need to be on, let's say we hold it down to 20, I'd like to know which ones. Obviously, you know, female-male performer, female-male actor, things like that, the big ones. But I think maybe best drama might be on that list as maybe a big one. We'll see. Also, in terms of getting this out there, retweeting and putting it out there on Facebook, we will be discussing the fan voting. So those of you that are out there and you have your favorites who are doing campaigns, send them over this way. If they send us over a picture, maybe a fan sign, you know, Roger Views, vote for me, I'll talk about them. We will absolutely give them 20 minutes worth of plugging. I'm sorry, sometimes I still make myself laugh. Best drama, Aftermath, Wicked Pictures, outstanding movie. Apocalypse X, just reviewed that, pretty outstanding. Champagne Showers, Digital Playground, Forbidden Affairs, My Wife's Sister, Sweet Sinner, The Gardener, Girlfriends Films, Hollywood, Wicked Pictures, Hollywood Babylon, DV Productions, that's Dana Vespoli, Evil Angel, The Hunted, City of Angels, Miko Lee, Digital Playground, Lollipop, Digital Playground, Mother-Daughter Affair, Sweet Sinner, Silhouette, Girlfriend Films, These Things We Do, Girlfriend Films, Voracious Season 2, Evil Angel, Wet Work, Vivid, and White Witch, Wicked Pictures. I have not yet seen Lollipop. I have not yet seen The Hunted. So there's a couple of Digital Playgrounds I haven't seen. Off the top of my head, Hollywood is the best drama I've seen all year. Maybe the best movie I've seen all year. Hollywood with Asa Akira is brilliant. Aftermath is very, very good. Wet Work, very, very good. Apocalypse Now is good. Silhouette, very good. So those are some of the ones I think to watch there. All right. Now, best editing. Okay, 9.5 weeks parody, 24 triple X parody. I'm not going to go over all these. We're starting to get down to some things that maybe is a little bit nitpicky. But there's some interesting ones on here. Tasha's Ponytails from Tasha Rain. Really like that one was on there. It's a small movie, really good. Also on here, Girls Kick Ass, Porno Jesus Studios. I haven't seen that. They just sent it over. I'd like to see that one. Killers, Jack the Zipper. That was an interesting looking movie. And as far as editing goes, I'm going to go with something like Apocalypse X. or 24. 24 was beautifully edited, but in a nod to our friend Don Houston, kind of was edited to look like 24. So maybe it wasn't that original, just a truly epic parody. Where I think that Apocalypse X, the car chases and gun battles were really, really well edited. So I liked that one a lot. Best ethnic release. So for best ethnic release, they throw in Latin, Asian, and Black, apparently. 8th Street Latinas, this is for single title. 8th Street Latinas 26, Reality Kings. Asian Fucking Nation 5 from Evil Angel, Johnny Darko. Awesome movie, by the way. Big Ass Brazilian Butts, Reality Kings. Black Panthers 2 from Lexington Steel and Evil Angel. Caramel Honeys from Elegant Angel, really like that one. Domination from Deviant Metro, I just reviewed that one. Pretty good title, actually. Happy Tug 7 from Reality Kings. Island Lays from Hustler. Latinas on Fire, Jules Jordan. Rocco's Asian Attack from Rocco Siffredi. Sexy Senoritas 11 from Immoral Pure Play. Simply Asian, Adam and Eve. Sista Swap, Black Market. Teen Brazil 12, Third World. And Hornitas 2, Devil's Film. Rocco's Asian Attack, I think, can give Asian Fucking Nation 5 a run for its money, but those are the two big ones in this category as far as I'm concerned. I think this one probably is interesting enough to warrant making our list if we're going to do a scoreboard, and that's Best Ethnic / Interracial Series. Now, if you want to talk about a topic of discussion, what defines interracial, that could be fun. But as far as series go, 8th Street Latinas from Reality Kings, Black Girlfriend from Reality Kings, Blacklisted from Vince Voyer, The Brother Load from Jules Jordan Video, Deep Inside Little Latina Holes from Team Skeet, Diesel Dongs, Bang Productions, I Like Black Boys, Devil's Film, Latin Adultery, Naughty America, Latina Sex Tapes, Mofos, Lex Turns Evil, Lexington Steel, Monsters of Cock, Bang Productions, My New Black Stepdaddy and My New White Stepdaddy, both from Devil's Films, Petite Chicks Stretched by Black Monster Dicks from Lethal Hardcore, and Teen Thailand. Some good series here, but if you're judging on just what's hot versus what's technically good, and that's kind of where you get into sort of the putting on your critic hat, I really like the I Like Black Boys series. From all three of the Devil's Film series are good here. The My New Black and My New White Stepdaddy series are fun, taboo, kinky stuff. Blacklisted's a great series from Vince Voyer. Brother Load is a really good blowbang series from Jules Jordan. It's tough, though, to go against Lex Turns Evil for quality and the fact that Lex is a great performer, great series. And then Monsters of Cock from Bang Bros is really good. It's always been good. Great website, great series. So that's a very tough category, I think. Let's see, how far do we... Okay, there's a couple of foreign... All right, we'll get into the foreign categories. Best foreign feature. I just got a box from Wicked, so I'm going to have to watch a bunch of these. Anissa Kate is the Widow from Dorcel is in there. Ballerina by Day, Escort by Night by Dorcel. There's a lot of Dorcel stuff on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Mark Dorcel titles in this category. Also some Joy Behar, Riot Girls, and The Matchmaker. I saw Riot Girls. It was good. I liked it. Digital Playground, City of Vices is on here. Viv Thomas, I Dream of Joe. Down on Abbey from Harmony Films. I like that. I'm not sure why that's not a parody, but whatever. It was a good movie. The Anissa Kate, The Widow movie is probably good. Anissa Kate's really hot. I have to watch a lot more of these before I can get into it. Best foreign non-feature. Again, Anissa Kate. Anissa and Lola Nurses School. Also on this list, Fishing for Pussy from Nacho Vidal. Pornoholic 24 from Mark Dorcel. Prison, Mark Dorcel. Rocco's Perfect Slaves 2 from Rocco Siffredi. Russian Institute 19. That's a really good series from Dorcel. Young Harlot, Slutty Delinquents. Great series. Really great series. So those are your... best non-feature foreign. Some of the foreign stuff, I don't know. I guess it's to stretch out and allow for more awards. Okay, now we're getting into some sex scene stuff. All right, let's do two more. Best girl-girl sex scene. Not my favorite genre, as we've mentioned. So if any of these stand out at first glance, you know it had to be good. 24XXX, Penny Pax, and Electra Blue. That's good. Forever, Bonnie Rotten, Jessie Jane. Not bad. Apocalypse X, Stevie Shay, Veronica Rodriguez. Call Me Mother, Jodie West, Callie Calypso. Calypso. Jeez, Raj. Jodie West and Callie Calypso. Dirty Panties 2, Casey Calvert and Jada Stevens. Gabby Gets Girls, Gabriella Paltrova and Remy LaCroix. Lexi Bell Loves Girls, Lexi Bell and Raven Roquette. The Masterpiece, Kehlani Leigh and Abigail Mack. Yum. Good scene. A Mother-Daughter Thing, Dana D'Armond, Adriana Chechik. Very good. Secret Life of a Lesbian, Adira Fox. Adira? Adira. Adira Fox and Cassie Lane. There's Only One Ryan Ryans, Aaliyah Love and Ryan Ryans. Tomboys 2, Jizzly and Sovereign Sire. Voracious, Season 2, Volume 1, Stoya and Leah Alexis. Yeah, that's pretty tough to forget. The Whore of Wall Street, Danny Daniels and Capri Cavani. Women Seeking Women 100, Felicity Jane and Veruca James. Jesse and Bonnie was pretty awesome. Penny Pax, Electra Blue from 24. Lexi Bell and Raven Roquette from Lexi Loves Girls. Stoya and Leah Alexis from Voracious. And Danny Daniels, Capri Cavani from Whore of Wall Street. All good titles. Best group sex scene. Oh my goodness, there's a bunch. One from One Lucky Brother from Black Market Entertainment. They've not sent that over. Have not seen that one yet. Four Men and a Lady with Roxanne Ray. I liked that one. The Aftermath Orgy. The Aftermath Orgy is pretty great, but you gotta look at this. Asa Akira's in it. Jessica Drake. Kehlani Leigh. Vicky Chase. And other girls too, but those four. Wow. Baby Got Boobs 14. Christy Mack, Raven Bay, Ricky Six, Romy Rain, Danny D, and Kieran Lee. Bonnie Land, A Gangbang Fantasy, The Bonnie Rotten Gangbang. Really well shot and amazing picture quality on that DVD, by the way. If you like Bonnie Rotten at all, pick that up. It's really good. Gangbang Me from Hard X, AJ Applegate. AJ Applegate getting gangbanged is pretty fucking awesome. Hollywood, another orgy from a Wicked Picture movie. I think this could hurt the other one. Aftermath and the Hollywood scene. Asa's in it again. Samantha Saint, Kehlani Leigh. Kehlani Leigh. She's in both these things. King James from Zero Tolerance. James Dean with a bunch of chicks. Veruca James, Danny Daniels, Carly Montana, Maddie O'Reilly, Penny Pax. Lisa Ann's Blackout. Veruca James, Lisa Ann, Jason Brown, John John, Nat Turner, Wesley Pipes, and Mark Anthony. That was a really hot scene. Manuel Ferrara's Reverse Gangbang. Nymphos from Wicked Picture. Orgy Initiation of Lola from Mark Dorcel. I have to see that one. Orgy Masters 4, Jules Jordan. The Chanel Preston, Romy Rain, Electra Blue, Summer Brielle, Dahlia Sky, Ramon Nomar, Eric Evhart, and Mick Blue scene. Private Lives from Adam and Eve, Dana D'Armond, and a bunch of other folks. And this is my first A Gangbang movie from Digital Sin with Adriana Chechik. Wow. Off the top of my head, Lisa Ann's Blackout scene, spectacular. Both Bonnie and AJ's gangbang scenes from Bonnie Land and Gangbang Me, great. Either of the orgy scenes from Hollywood or Aftermath, really good. So, really good category there. And now we are going to end it here before we go on, a little bit short of 20 minutes. Once again, if you'd like to leave feedback, positive, negative, things you'd like to see more of, things you'd like to see less of, Rog at RogReviews.com. Leave feedback at the bottom. We'll read that over. I will read your email. I will not put your name unless you explicitly say, hey, put my name. Otherwise, I will refer you as a reader. If you put a comment up, I'll refer to you as whatever you are listed on there. Same thing with Twitter. I will use your Twitter handle unless you DM me privately, in which case I will keep you anonymous if you'd like. What do you think about condoms? Do you watch, rent, buy porn with condoms? Do you think moving production out of the state is a bad thing? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think the industry does enough to protect itself? Are there other things we could do to protect people in the industry? All those things on the condom issue, it's perfectly fine. any of these issues, fine. Again, we're trying to maybe put together a little score sheet, so categories you'd like to see on there are cool. And if you have anybody that you know that you're following on social media who is running for one of the fan votings, let me know. Let them know they can send us in a picture, a little fan sign maybe, and we will talk about them at length. Cool thing today, I did not even pause once for a drink or a sneeze or anything. I did this all in one take. See, I can do this. And I would bet today the ums were even down a little bit. So those of you playing the drinking game at home, yeah, I'll give you one now. There you go. Now you can drink. Once again, I am Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Please check out the links on the site. They are our sponsors. Check out StreamMate for the best in live entertainment. Sign up for free. You can check out some chat. And I promise you, you'll want to do a show with some of the amazing cam girls. That's about it. Until tomorrow, have a good one.